This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
More than half of Austin residents rent their homes or apartments, and more than half of the city is non-white. Yet the conversation over Austin's new land code rewrite is dominated by white homeowners. And that's on both sides of the issue. Those opposing new rules that would allow for additional housing in the city, and those enthusiastic about them. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, a new group of young activists is hoping to diversify the conversation.
For those of you who weren't at City Hall on Saturday, let me sum it up for you. The City Council was hosting its big public hearing about the land code rewrite. This is something we've been working on for more than 6 years now. It's writing new rules that determine what can be built and how high in your neighborhood.
So, let's then begin with...
Lines were drawn, as they typically are, in housing conversations. David. There were the folks concerned about what more housing could mean.
What are we afraid of? Good Lord, we are afraid that this new code is going to destroy our neighborhood.
And those excited by the idea of denser, different kinds of housing.
I'm here to express strong support for a code that would allow a wider range of housing types in all parts of the city, as well as allowing many more people to benefit from living within Austin rather than in the ever-increasing exurbs.
But I'd given myself a different task on Saturday. I wanted to know who talks at these meetings. So I grabbed my notebook, and when someone finished testifying...
Thank you. Ms. Graham, you have 3 minutes.
I'd run up to them and ask three things. Can you tell me your age, race, and do you rent or own the place you live? I wasn't able to get to everyone, and you can read about the data at KUT.org. But I talked to the majority of people who spoke Saturday, and this is what I found. More than three-fourths of those who testified on the new land code were white, and they overwhelmingly owned their homes. This was true for those for and against the new code. And while generally those in support of the land code rewrite were younger, the median age of everyone who spoke was 52 years old.
You know, it's so frustrating to know, like, especially...
Isabel Atkinson was not surprised.
We're lucky to live in a city where, and obviously you saw this at the hearing yesterday, where there's a comfort in being vocal about what we want the city to look like. But unfortunately, it feels like our voices are often left out of that conversation.
When she says our voices, she means young people of color, mostly renters. And so when Atkinson, who works in affordable housing, began slowly seeing people who looked like her at networking events, they decided to form a group. They called it Planning Our Communities, or POC. Members testified for the first time as a group on Saturday, the majority of them in favor of rewriting the land code.
Good morning. My name is Siobhan Otero. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem, and council members for the opportunity.
Otero laid out POC's position.
The nuance of our group is that we are pro-people, not pro-development, and anti-displacement, but not anti-development.
It's a stance that thwarts this common divide we hear in housing conversations. You're either against change or all for it. Build a ton of new housing, or don't build anything. Here's how Councilmember Greg Kassar put it when he attended the group's launch in September.
When I got elected in 2014 and came to City Hall in 2015, I felt like so much of our politics was still trapped in the 1990s. Where people asked, are you from the pro-developer side or the anti-developer side? And that just doesn't describe, I think, the policies and politics of so many of our constituencies and our districts.
And this new group's got the ears of elected officials like Kassar. One idea they came up with is to scale back the redevelopment of East Austin, unless it involves building low-income housing. Councilmember Delia Garza took up this idea, and as council heads into their deliberations over the new code today, she's proposing these changes. And remember Atkinson, who sighed when I told her that the majority of people speaking for and against the code Saturday were white homeowners? She says, while that's disheartening, this 27-year-old multiracial renter is hopeful that change can be brought about by people like her.
And then that might just be me. I'm a positive Patty, but yeah, I kind of hope, especially like, I don't know. There's a lot of positive change that's happening, not only just in Austin, but across the country that's being led by relatively younger voices. And I'm hoping that we can keep that momentum going. And so, yeah.
The City Council is scheduled to discuss and possibly take an initial vote on the new land code today. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.